Thank you for calling customer support. This is Sandra. How may I help you? Hello.
Yes. Good evening, Sandra. Yes. Hello. Yes.
Yes,
good
sir.
Evening. Yes, I was calling. I had did a survey, a Walgreens survey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they give you the choice from, you know, which item you want to pick. And I picked an item, and it came down to Richmond order, but for some reason, it won't take the, it says I have the right address, but I don't have the apartment number, something like that. But I have the apartment number, you know, in there. I've tried it over and over and over again.
Let's see here. We can't process orders here. We can answer questions about orders that you've already placed. But let me see if something comes up. May I have your zip code?
60615.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Your first and last name?
Willie Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Okay, and what is the mailing address?
1401 East 55th Street, apartment 610.
Okay, I do see I do see a partial order where I see you're trying to order the all natural Evelair face cream, the anti-aging creams.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's a partial. You are going to have to go back in because it looks like you made a few typos in the address or something because you have 16 in here twice.
Yes. I tried to take that out,
mm-hmm.
but I take it out, but then it comes back up. You know, when I try to, you know, hit the order thing again.
Okay.
It's back there, you know.
And at this point, I can't assist you because due to privacy issues, they won't allow us to even help you process the order. Of course, dealing with your payment and things of that nature. But I do see the address where you were trying to enter it, and it's that typo with that apartment number. I think that's going to be the major problem, needs to be fixed. Or you may have to go back in and start over with that survey or whatever you were trying to do with the Walgreens ad.
Okay, now I did that, tried that, and what happened, the address with the apartment number twice came back again, and you know I didn't enter it again, but I guess it's somewhere buried, you know, and it just popped back up.
I see. It's probably saved on the history somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have another email address? You maybe want to shorten your name and use W. Hayes. Or if your full name is William, you can use that and just try to see if you can work it in that way.
Just try to use another email. Okay, I can try that. Okay.
Okay.
And see if that'll work. Okay, well, thank you for...
Yes, sir. Trying to help you troubleshoot it.
Yeah, okay, I'll try that.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.